Thank you so much for joining us, Jody.
Thanks, Ruby.
Now, before we really get into it, should we be worried about potentially stumbling onto this body farm by accident?
No, not at all. It's very discreet. If you weren't out there actively looking for it, you're never going to come across it, for obvious reasons. And the biggest thing is to obviously protect the dignity of the donors who are, donated their body to us, and also to protect, the neighbours in the vicinity. Very discreet, and we just go about our business, not getting in the way of anyone else.
Well, that is a relief. So can you tell us a little bit about the facility, what it is and what it's for?
Yeah, so AFTER facility was opened in 2016, so it's been going for about 4 years. People from the community can donate their body specifically to come to our facility. And in doing so, they are signing up for us to conduct some important forensic science research on their bodies. We've got about 80 or so donors over the last 4 years, which has allowed us to conduct a diverse array of research projects, as well as, some training opportunities for industry professionals like police and other first responders.
Of course. And how does the facility and the experiments and the scenarios produced there prepare us for potential mass disasters?
Yeah, so I guess what we're trying to do is create the most authentic training experience for our forensic practitioners. We obviously kind of can't replicate these types of mass disaster scenarios, as well as you can obviously using human remains. So in the past, people have either used mannequins or their tabletop exercises where people are kind of using scenario on a piece of paper and kind of determine how they would react in a certain situation. Actually getting the experience using the real deal, that is obviously extremely invaluable. Some of these practitioners have been to mass disasters before, whereas some of them, have never seen a deceased person before. So this is also helping to prepare those less experienced people in being able to cope with the real thing if it were to come to fruition.
Right, of course. And what have the results of the tests done at these facilities shown us or shown the people involved so far?
So I guess that's multifaceted. We're obviously conducting a lot of research out there, and we're seeing that the way bodies, decompose in Australia is very differently to what has been reported in the US, where the majority of these human taphonomic facilities are. So that allows us to kind of generate some empirical data to help, I guess, law enforcement with scenarios that we see in this country or especially in similar climates to what is represented out at our facility. In terms of the training, the results there is that, we're creating a workforce which is prepared for a disaster as much as we can possibly, allow them to be. So that's what we're really trying to do in terms of generating these realistic scenarios for industry.
Right. And so correct me if I'm wrong, but you just said before that the way that bodies decompose in Australia is different to how it was seen in the facilities in the States. Now, what exactly do you mean by that?
Yeah, so what we're seeing is a high rate of mummification, whereas essentially our bodies dry out really quickly and kind of don't go through the traditional stages of decomp, where there is a, period of decay and then bloating and then kind of get down to skeletonization, whereas our organised donors, the majority of them are kind of drying out really quickly and essentially mummify, you know, which is something that, you know, is a remarkable result for us and something we didn't necessarily see previously when this similar research was conducted on pigs, which is often used as an analogue to humans. So we are seeing differences between how pigs behave and humans behave. So a lot of that research that was conducted previously may not necessarily be easily translatable or accurately translatable to what we're seeing with humans.
Right. That's crazy. Oh, my God. I didn't realize that, like, I mean, simply just a change in geographical location could determine exactly how your body decomposes. That's wild. So
yeah, definitely. So things, you know, like temperature, humidity, level of rainfall, all that is going to have an effect on the decomposition rate.
Wow. So how important are these donations to the work that happens at the facility? I know it's possible to donate my body to science, but would you need to do anything special to be included in this research?
Yeah, so the University of Technology Sydney is the only facility that you can donate your body to if you want to end up at our forensic research facility out at AFTA. There's plenty of universities across Australia where you can donate your body, and that's often for medical and surgical programs. But to come out to our facility for forensic science research specifically, donors actually have to nominate that specifically on their consent form. And so in doing so, they know that they are going to be involved in research, which involves replicating, you know, crime scene scenarios that we see in casework kind of all the time. So it is a very specific choice that our donors make by electing to come to us.
Yeah, yeah, it's very specific. Well,
yep.
Thank you so, so much for joining us, Jodie. This has been very eye-opening, I will say.
Thank you.